After they dry off, I make everyone a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then I set Donnie up at the kitchen table with paper and crayons. Kara takes her homework over to the sofa, and I go to my room for some actual solitude. Later, when I come out for a drink, Donnie's sitting close to Kara while she reads him a story. Sounds to me like she can read just fine. Kara seems like two people to me. One minute she's angry and having a hard time fitting in. The next, she seems just fine. Chapter 3. My Do Stories. Next week, we practice for the Dong Kato. Actually, girls in my grade participated in the coming-of-age celebration last year, so this year, we're helping the 6th and 7th graders. It's just a simple song and dance ceremony, with all the families looking on. But long ago, the old My Do version lasted about 5 nights. At the actual ceremony, you'll be standing inside a ring of pine needles, says Ms. Darrow, as she draws a big circle in the dirt with a stick. And, as some of you may know, during the old My Do ceremony, the ring was set on fire. The girls had to run through it. Everyone oohs and ahs at this information. In the old days, the ritual began during the afternoon. Each girl had 5 vertical lines painted on each cheek. Every morning, 1 on each cheek would be washed away. 2 by 2, the girls would cover their heads and stand inside the ring of fire. After they escaped, they bathed in a sand pit.